Good morning. It's 16th May. Our middle reading today is Isaiah 6. Once again, I'm going to read from Brother Ray Willetts. I read. The writer to the Hebrews tells us that for the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame. The prophets also knew of this joy. The Lord Jesus, surrounded by the saints, reigning over an earth at rest, an earth filled with the glory of God. Isaiah saw his glory and spake of him, as we read in John 12, verse 41. By studying and meditating upon these visions, we too can obtain strength to endure as we, through faith, see the glory set before us. Appropriately enough, Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord in the year that King Uzziah died. The leprous king stood as a symbol of the people who were spiritually sick in the sight of God. This leprosy will only be removed when their Messiah stands in their midst. What did Isaiah see? The Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. He saw in vision the high priest enthroned as king. God, through Moses, had given the kingship to the tribe of Judah and the priesthood to Levi. But through the prophet Zechariah, God spoke again about those things. Behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. That's from Zechariah chapter 6. God will gather together into one all things in Christ, whom he has appointed heir of all things. As we have already seen, the Apostle John noted that Isaiah saw his glory and spake of him. He saw in symbol the Lord Jesus, our high priest, enthroned as king of the earth in God's temple, surrounded by all those at whose hands the fiery judgments of God have been executed. These are the faithful from all ages, from the creation until the return of Jesus, described variously as the seed of Abraham, those who receive the sure mercies of David, the saints of the Most High, God's servants who will eat and be satisfied, the disciples of the Lord Jesus. In the cherubic vision of Revelation 5, we meet them with a song of praise on their lips. They sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." These shining immortal men will speak forth to all nations the good news of the glory of God. One cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." That's Isaiah 6, verse 3. The next verse is important because it fixes the time to which the vision points. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. These words have their roots in Exodus 40, where Moses erected the tabernacle which had been made according to the pattern God had shown him in the mount. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. That's Exodus 40, verses 33 to 35. In this way, God tabernacled among men. The prophet Ezekiel had a similar vision, which we read about in chapter 43. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And he said unto me, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel for ever." Thank you for listening.